रक्षामि निशामाता वाच्युत कदापि कृपा भूतवे कृष्ण देव भवन्तं वन्दे कृष्ण देव भवन्तं वन्दे भक्ति रुदन्ति यदापि माधव नाताये मम तिलमात्रि भक्ति रुदन्ति यदापि माधव नाताये मम तिलमात्रि परमेश्वर तदापि तवादिक दुर्घट घटन विधात्री परमेश्वरता कदापि तवादी दुर्घट घटन विधात्री कृष्ण देव भवन्तं वन्दे कृष्ण देव भवन्तं कृष्ण देव भवन्तं वन्दे कृष्ण देव भवन्तं वन्दे अयम विनलताया दशनतन कलिताद्भुत रसभार निवसत नित्यम् इहामृत निन्दिनी विन्दन मधुरी मसारम् निवसत नित्यम् कृष्ण देव भवन्तं वन्दे कृष्ण देव भवन्तं वन्दे कृष्ण देव भवन्तं वन्दे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद जय प्रभु पद जय गुरुदेव जय
Brajo che ci ha già ospitato sotto Sissima sulla Vecchia del Mare di Giovanni. His divine grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Ramacharya Srila Das Thakur ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. Samaveda Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita class ki jai, Gaur Premananda, all glories to the assembled devotees of Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Krishna Pustaya Kutala. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kumanam Nisthi Shasati Vedanta Swami Vishnu Krishna Krishna. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we are reading together few verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 20. Srila Prabhupada translate or entitled as The Lord Instructs Sanatana Goswami. And today's verse is 314 to 318. So we'll just recite together.
Palanartha Sangsa Vishnu Rupe Avatara Satta Guna Drashta Tate Guna Maya Para.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. For the maintenance of the universe, Lord Krishna descends as his personal planetary expansion in the form of Vishnu. He is the director of the mode of goodness. Therefore, he is transcendental to the material energy. Text 315.
Sarupa Aisharja Purna Krishna Samapraya Krishna Amsi Teha Amsa Vedehe Nagaya.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vishnu is in the category of Swamsa, because he has opulences almost equal to Krishna's. Almost. Krishna is the original person and Lord Vishnu is his personal expansion. This is the verdict of all Vedic literature. Purport. Although an incarnation of the material energy, Lord Brahma is nonetheless the director of the material mode of passion. Similarly, Lord Shiva, although simultaneously one with the different from Lord Krishna, is still the incarnation of the mode of darkness. However, Lord Vishnu is Krishna's personal expansion. Therefore, he is the director of the mode of goodness and is always transcendentally situated beyond the jurisdiction of the modes of material nature. Lord Vishnu is the original personal expansion of Krishna, and Krishna is the original source of all incarnations. As far as power is concerned, Lord Vishnu is as powerful as Lord Krishna because he possesses all the opulences. text 3:16. Dipachire bahida santarama bhupeta dipayate bibrita hetu samana dharma jasta drige bahicha vishnu taya vivati govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the flame of one candle is expanded to another candle and placed in a different position, it burns separately and its illumination is as powerful as the original candle. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, expands himself in different form as Vishnu, who is equally luminous, powerful, and opulent. Let me worship that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. Purport. This is the quotation from Brahma Samhita 5.46. Text 3.17. Brahma Siva Ajyakari Bhakta Avatara Palanarte Vishnu Krishna Sarupa Akaram. Translation by Prabhupada. The conclusion is that Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva are simply devotees incarnation who carries out orders. However, Lord Vishnu, the maintainer, is the personal, feature of Lord Krishna. Text 3.18.
Sijamitan nijuktam hara harati tadvasa visham purusha rupena paripati tishakti drik.
Synonyms, if possible. Synonyms. Srijami, create. Tat niyukta, engaged by him, aham, I, Hara, Lord Shiva, Harati, inhalates, Tad Basaha, under his control, Visham, the whole universe, Purusha Rupena, in the form of Lord Vishnu, Prati, Paripati, maintains, Trishakti Drik, the controller of the three modes of material nature. It's interesting. Paripati, it's like a sophisticated, can be Hindi and Bengali, means expertly maintaining. It's very nice way the Prabhupada put it, very nice. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Brahma said, I am engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to create. Following his order, Lord Shiva dissolves everything. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his form of Shuradakshai Vishnu, maintains all the affairs of material nature. Thus, the supreme controller of the three modes of material nature is Lord Vishnu. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.6.32. Lord Brahma gave this information to Devarshi Narada when he was receiving instruction from Lord Brahma to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma. After describing the universal form of the Lord, Lord Brahma explained that his position and Lord Shiva's position are controlled by Lord Vishnu.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Venam Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatisha Padantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha
श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशा कल्पतरुवेश्य कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरवप्रवीण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम
First of all, I'm very grateful to be here with all of you because you all are senior and actually know this subject matter maybe more than me, but out of your kindness you participate in the morning program to inspire. So I appreciate that. I'm eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada to reveal this secret through his society ISKCON, where every temple does this morning sadhana, these five limbs, essence of all practice, to revive the bhava that all along we have in our heart, and through that bhava we will experience the love for Krishna. I'm eternally grateful to Srila Prabhupada. I was thinking like how many things to say about this, because each verse itself is like have a complete and we can discuss long time. First verse, it says, Palanartha Sangsa Vishnu Rupe Avatar Satta Gun Drishta Drashta Tate Guna Mayapar. In our day-to-day life, how this verse is related, it's very much related. Every moment, not only off and on, every moment. We are, well, I am, I cannot say we are. I am the spirit soul buried by karma and jnana and etc., all layers. This is what Rupa Goswami Pada explains. And Prabhupada emphasized that verse of Rupa Goswami Pada, Anna Vilasita Sunnam Jnana Karmadi Anabritam. But you have to uncover yourself from upside down because we are buried, so from the bottom we have to uncover. In other words, who we are and who Krishna is and our eternal relationship. These three fundamental principles is the foundation of Vaishnavism or eternal function, eternal nature, eternal position.
every moment I do, try to detect where I am. It is not by the physical location where we are. Even though, yes, the physical body can be identified. Okay, there is Pranagovinda Das in the temple. But we are conscious being, unit of consciousness. So we, where we focus our consciousness, that's where we are. Location of our consciousness, not location of physical proximity. But yes, as we have physical body, one can see. So Prabhupada, in the entire five verses, I notice he, actually whole chapter, 400 verses, so much he is helping us to elevate our consciousness. So first verse, how do we relate to Vishnu? Who behind Vishnu is Krishna, from where he comes, his own expansion. And there is a Shiva, and then there is a Brahmaji. Every moment in our life, how is that? Through the modes of material nature. This is what Prabhupada is pounding it, I feel like. He's pounding in his purport. So for an example, if I speak something bold, then I am actually directly connecting with Vishnu. And if I am speaking abrasive, then I am actually connecting at that time to Brahmaji. And if I am like scared, then I am connecting with Lord Shiva. Every living entity in this world, right at this moment, all over the universe, are directly, actually, whether they are aware or not, that's another question. But they are directly through the modes. Modes are not existing by its own right. Modes are like energy that coming from them. So through them, when I'm borrowing that energy, actually it's like a pulling a string from Brahmaji Rajagun, pulling a string, you know, Tamagun from Lord Shiva. And so for an example, if I am confident, then actually Vishnu is right there. What is the good about it? That I can actually approach Krishna or remain Krishna consciousness. If I am cocky, I'm actually approaching Rajagun, or through Rajagun, I'm not approaching Rajagun. Rajagun is it's a kind of a covering, you know, like a sheet. It covers my consciousness. So through Rajagun, if I am cocky, then Brahmaji is actually there. He will, from Brahmaji, what comes? Material intelligence. Not spiritual intelligence. Spiritual intelligence comes from the Vaishnava, like Prabhupada, from the scripture, three sources, and Vishnu. Three sources we get spiritual intelligence. And if I am nervous, then I am actually approaching through Tamagun to Lord Shiva. This is a 24 hours a day, every jivas are doing it. Do we need Tamagun? Can someone help me? Do we need tamagun, inertia, ignorance? Yes or no?
No. We need sleep.
Thank you. We don't need actually sleep. We need rest. The body need to rest. So in order for body to go to rest, tamagun can put you into deep sleep where your body rejuvenate and you feel fresh. You may not remember everything, but while we have this body, this is one of the four regulatory principles in ISKCON. I'm sure you all are familiar. In the kitchen of in Hawaii, Srila Prabhupada writes with his own hand. I have the copy from Govinda Das. Prabhupada writes, first rules, take care of your health. Second rule, chant Hare Krishna. Like this, four rules. And then four equality principle that we have, this came after, later. So health is very important. And between 10 to 2, of course you all are following that principle, I'm sure. I was studying also Ayurveda a little bit. And I'm trying to follow. And I see it's very, very wonderful. If you can just follow simple few things. Make sure you go to sleep before 10. But before you go to sleep, you have to have a sattva-guna atmosphere. Something like Prabhupada's kirtan or lecture. Something sattva-guna atmosphere. Not rajo-guna or tamo-guna. You cannot fall asleep immediately. You'll be like lingering for another half an hour, 15 minutes. You can't even fall asleep. And this is a fact. Many devotees even say that. So sattva-guna means that if you hear the lecture of Prabhupada or some bhajan, and then you go to rest, and make sure 10 o'clock you go to sleep, 10 to 2, this is a Ayurveda suggested, that your body can actually rejuvenate. What is rejuvenation means? It gives a many, but today I'm just going to give like few mentions. One is, we gather a lot of information during the day. We see, even I'm looking outside, there's a plant, there is a table, this is a marble floor, so many things, so much through the eye, through the ear, we gather. Is this all necessary? No. But then what do you do? What happened to that? They are all actually stored within our heart. And this 10 to 2, actually it's like all things that not necessary dissolves. What do you need? It becomes an impression for future. So when you wake up after 2, whenever, then you can actually function very peaceful because whatever you don't need is not there. And whatever you need, it became an impression. Impression, everybody knows impression. Like before you paint, I saw Pushkar Prabhu, he take a pencil and do a little sketch. And then he wipe it sometime and then do it. I was watching what he does. This is called impression, sanskar. And we have two sanskar. We have adhanik sanskar, what we do every day, what we pick up, and praktan sanskar, what we are carrying from previous days or previous life or life. It's both are there, unfortunately, but it's all can be used. I mean, there's no way you can escape from it. So this is good. Another few examples, like in a situation wherever you are, if you feel secure, if you feel like your own experience, you feel secure, you are actually approaching sattva-gun to Vishnu. And if you feel bully, you know, like talk back or fight back or like aggressive or something, then you are borrowing rajo-gun. And Brahmaji is right there. Whether you see it or not with the physical eye, that's different. And if you are inhibited, scared, then you actually just borrow tamogun and approaching to Shiva. And this is going on 24 hours a day. We are not controller of these three personality, or the three modes, we are not controller, but we are chooser. Eternally we are chooser. We have a literally we can choose what we want to take shelter at this moment. You cannot escape from the shelter. It is not possible. Like for an example, another example. If you feel empathic, okay, if you feel empathetic, then you are actually borrowing sattva-guna and you are connected with Vishnu. You can actually become Krishna conscious right then and there. You can chant very nicely. Instead of empathetic, if you are arrogant, if I am arrogant, then I am borrowing rajo-guna and Brahmaji is there and he wants you to act. You are not going to do good bhakti. You will do karma. which will produce another reaction. If we are just a little bit aware, it's so wonderful. And then, if you are anxious on your life at that moment, then actually you are connecting with Lord Shiva, and it will create some kind of dullness, and you'll go to sleep or you're frustrated, just tired. You'll come to this conclusion. Take another example. When you are conversing, if you are straightforward, then you are, in order to be straightforward, you have to borrow sattva-gun, goodness. And Vishnu is connected. You can chant at that time, you can even memorize slokas, you can be happy. But if you choose, instead of straightforward, insensitive. I'm sure everybody is familiar. If I am insensitive, that means it's not insensitive I am. I'm borrowing Rajagun from Brahmaji. And it will create ultimate some frustration, some disappointment like this. And if I am, say, feeling weak, it's not I'm feeling weak. Whatever the situation, I'm not feeling weak. I'm just borrowing Tamogun from Lord Shiva. And this is how whole day, night, we run our life. If we are constantly aware about goodness, then we can approach Krishna consciousness all the time. That choice is up to us. Choice is not up to Lord Shiva or Brahmaji or Vishnu. They are there to help us. And we are making the choice every moment. The reason goodness is promoted throughout our literature, through our prasadam, our kirtan, all these are function of goodness, because it is next to the pure goodness, spiritual level of reality, spiritual level, easily we can approach there. Next verse, 315. Sarup Aisharja Purna Krishna Samaprai Krishna Angsi Teho Angsa Vede Ken Heno Gai. Here, Srila Prabhupada's purport gives the clear idea about the position, identification, function of Krishna versus Vishnu versus Shiva versus Brahmaji and all the demigods. Can someone help me? How Krishna is superior to Vishnu or Brahmaji or Shiva?
He is the original supreme.
No, that already said that. But how? Can you remember some pastime or something? Because if we can pull out from within us, we can remember and we can contemplate.
Because Adam and Eve came from Africa.
Adam and Eve came from Africa?
Africa.
Okay.
And they enslaved each other. And the British sold them to America.
Yeah.
And now they suffer.
Now, thank you. Now we are talking about Lord Krishna that we worship. It's very funny. Every time I look at this, you know why the pujaris are so wonderful? You know why they put white dress? Anybody knows? Full moon. And today is a Snan Jatra. It's you can see God is both great and sweet. But if we focus on greatness, it will evoke our submission, which is good.
Yes.
Snan Jatra is greatness.
Yes.
But sweetness is Krishna right here. And if we focus on the beautiful pastimes, why Radharani choose to wear white dress, because she doesn't want to be caught or visible in her night meeting with Krishna. So if it is a dark moon, you'll see also temple has a dark dress. It's so nice, they align with this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur give a whole explanation, Rupa Goswami Pad whole explanation. Those who are meditating in the... Maybe after we finish discussion, you can discuss.
Okay. I'm in like torture
chamber. Okay. So then, Jagannath pastimes is more of an opulence. We need both. We need greatness and we need sweetness. Because greatness evoke submission and sweetness evoke affection for the Lord. We need submission and affection both. But submission should be first.
Yes.
Then it will be easy journey. Affection should be side by side, otherwise our heart may become hard-hearted. So in Krishna Lila, who remembers any pastimes of Krishna, Krishna's supremacy above Brahmaji and Shiva? Yes, Trivikram Prabhu.
When he was fighting the Lord Shiva during the time of Banasura.
Very good.
He was the fighter when Lord Shiva put the Shiva jewel, and then Lord Krishna threw it in Narayana Jwara. Yeah.
It's and like a feverish.
When he just froze everything, really, you know, and Lord Shiva had to surrender. That was at least one good pastime.
That's a beautiful pastime. Thank you. That pastime actually tells so many things. Is it possible Shiva can be against Krishna? Yes, no? Yes and no, both. Because Shiva is the only personality that actually has this prithak abhiman. I exist by myself. I know you all are advanced devotees, but if you think of your karmi life or your friend who is karmi, can they think, I don't need Hare Krishna philosophy. I can do whatever I want. I live for myself. I am nobody's servant. Is it possible? Somebody can think like this?
Yes.
Sure. Where is this idea coming from? When you misuse your free will, and another consciousness entered in me and altered. This is the explanation Prabhupada's on Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you pay that beautiful, like a scrutinizing Prabhupada's word, he says, incompatible situation. And I'm thinking, where this incompatible situation comes to the living entity? Prabhupada writes like this. It comes from the Lord Shiva. Because Lord Shiva is the ruler of this material world through his wife, Maya Devi. Shiva has a right to enjoy as much he wants. We are servant of Krishna. How do we feel? I can be the next president of America. How is this idea comes to a servant? Because that Shiva consciousness entered. So we also think like this. So in that pastime, position of Krishna was superior from proved. What about Bhrigu Muni? Bhrigu Muni also. Didn't he travel to Brahmaji first, then to the Shiva, then to Vishnu? In that pastime also proved Shiva, Lord Krishna's position or Vishnu's position superior to all. If you look at the Brahmana's children, when they were lost every year, in Krishna book Prabhupada narrates, then at one point Arjuna came to the life of this Brahmana and he took a vow, I will protect. And then Brahmana also reminded him, hey, there are Krishna, Balaram, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, they cannot protect and you can protect. He said, I am Arjuna, I have this Gandiva. He took his challenge and eventually just to summarize in a short, that he failed when the last child was born. For a moment, first time, the child cried, so there was a good news, but then child no more cried, disappeared. And Arjuna could not figure it out. He had a power to travel all over the world while physically present, and he traced, could not find. He went to Jamaraj's place, here, there, everywhere, could not find. Failed. Finally, there was a fire of fire. He was about to jump and kill himself. Then Krishna comes. Of course, we have to understand this pastime took place by the Jogomaya's arrangement. Arjuna did not know that Krishna's supremacy. They became bonded as a friend from the marketplace to this incident. Then they became bonded as the best friend. So that time, Krishna taps Arjuna's shoulder and says, I know where the children is. Don't jump in the fire. So Prabhupada writes very nicely in Krishna book that while they are going through the Brahma Jyoti, and then, first was the dark Mahakalapuram, the dark Kabari, and then Brahma Jyoti, and Arjuna, he was reflecting, who is this Krishna? Who knows my ultimate happiness more than I can figure it out? I could not protect myself. He can protect me. This was a very revolutionary in his heart. And finally, of course, he met the Mahavishnu and got the children back. And he realized that actually Mahavishnu's opinion gave a very good reflection in his heart that Krishna is the origin. Krishna, it is arrangement of Krishna to awaken Arjuna's relationship with him, and then he literally submit, and he gave to this conclusion, Prabhus and mothers, this is for us. We only know, I know my life only maybe little bit. Even in this life, I don't know everything. So many things I forgot. My ultimate happiness, my ultimate protection, I have some idea, but it's not good, complete. Krishna knows my millions of life, and he knows highest protection and highest happiness for me. So if we think like this, this was the conclusion of that pastimes, then Arjuna completely bonded with Krishna as a good friend. So in that pastime, what is proves? Krishna is superior to Vishnu. Why a panwala, sell the betel leaf, the sweeper in the street in Dwarka can see Krishna? How come Mahavishnu cannot see Krishna? How is possible? No, the sweeper is not seeing Krishna because Krishna allowed him to see Krishna. Without Krishna's permission, nobody sees Krishna. Nobody can see. So because Krishna did not allow Mahavishnu to see him, he cannot. Now why Mahavishnu want to see Krishna? Because Krishna's sweetness, this four sweetness, even though Krishna doesn't have comparative or superlative, but it is there in Prabhupada's lecture. Then I found a verse actually, Prabhupada's lecture coming, that Krishna is beautiful. More beautiful than Krishna's body is what? His face. And more beautiful than his face is? His smile. Prabhupada says this in his lecture, but there is a verse actually backing this, beautiful. So there is a comparative superlative that we should be. And Krishna proved it in that pastimes. That even Vishnu is hankering to have darshan of Krishna. Krishna's beauty is superlative. Thank you for confirming. The next verse, 317, Brahma Shiva Agya Kari. Okay. Because Prabhupada repeated this, I'll just mention few things. With Lord Shiva, something is eternally different from Vishnu or Krishna versus Shiva? What is it? Prabhupada writes that the Vishnu power, supreme power, is never present in Shiva and Brahma. Because that power is absent eternally, not temporary, eternally, they can associate with Maya. And guess what about me? Same thing. This thing's absence. So we can associate with Maya. Otherwise, not possible. Vishnu never associate because eternally endowed with this inconceivable potency. Another point also, that Shiva is eternally connected with Maya Devi. So when you meet Shiva, just careful. Don't be in love with Shiva so much from that angle, because Shiva is always eternally connected with also Maya Devi. It's possible that we can turn around and not serve the Lord and come back. So that propensity is there. With Brahmaji, also there is something striking difference I found. That Brahmaji, of course, first of all, there's three Brahma. Okay, I'll finish in 2 minutes. We have to go to another place. There's three Brahma. Nagaraj Prabhu mentioned, and I was researching that. This is from Bhagavatam 3.8.15. When we talk about this whole material elements, this is also known as Brahmaji. Then there is a subtle elements called Hiranyagarbha, that is also Brahma. And the person, an empowered living entity who is like an engineer running this universe, also Brahma. So many things you read in Bhagavatam, it may confuse us. Looks like Brahma is like very powerful. Yes, which Brahma are you talking? Because there's a three concept. And one of the way to look at it, like Mother Earth, when she went to complain about her situation to Brahmaji. Now, if she went to Brahmaji's house, the highest planet in this creation, you think she, by the time she comes back, the problem would be there? No. It would be over. Few millennium would be over. So she never actually goes to Brahmaji in his house. He goes to his office. Guess where Brahmaji's office is? In this middle planetary system. We are one of the nine planets. The middle of this nine planet, or you can say Borsho, I don't know the translation, Prabhupada used. You can say planet or domain or whatever. And the middle is Ilabriti Borsho. The bottom is Shiva Loka, where 10 billion Matajis are there under Parvati serving Shiva. And above this beautiful mountain, Mandar Hill, is also 100,000 made of solid gold. Above is the Brahmapuri, his office. So it is a easy access. You can actually literally go and meet Brahmaji in your subtle body and come back, if you are allowed. So Brahmaji is within this middle planetary system. That Brahmaji. So this Brahmaji is eternally a servant. He's never in any situation equal to Vishnu. And there are many pastimes are there. And the last verse, 318 today, I found that if we have four things, if we maintain the how this is related to me, then we will be in a safer position. This is what the purport I found in Prabhupada's, summary of Prabhupada's purport, that we should have clear discrimination what is right and what is wrong. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote only one poem in his life. I mean, that recorded. I don't know whether he may have wrote many, but it's not recorded. But this one poem, and that poem is based on all Siddhanta. It says, Baddha Mukta Falgo Jukta Nahiyo Bhavyo Ekakar Shab. Never consider whatever you're thinking and whatever you're doing has the same effect. Some of your thinking and feeling will bind you to this world, some will liberate you. You must be endowed with discriminating power 24 hours a day. What am I thinking? What am I feeling? Is this going to bind me or liberate me? He said, this is what sadhaka, devotee, means. One. So this is the first. Second, determination to follow the right and avoid the wrongs. And there's a beautiful verse. Sthir haiya ghare jao naho batul krame krame paye lok bhavasindu kul antarinishta bajje loko vyavahar achirat krishna tumai kariben uddhar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this to Raghunath Das Goswami. Always think internally, Krishna. Externally, act the way worlds expect you to act. Don't be fanatic externally. Relate to the people around surrounding you. But internally, develop intense love for the Lord. Then Krishna will be merciful to you. And the third is minimization of sinful reaction. And there is a Jastendriya Matvendra Mahosa Karma Bandana Rupa Falabhajana Matanoti Karmani Nihirdati Kintacha Bhakti Bhajam Govinda Madhi Purushanta Maham Bhajami. Prabhupada quote this a lot, I find, in his lecture. When the devotee were cutting vegetable and he cut his finger and he approached Prabhupada, how come I am serving Krishna, I cut finger? Prabhupada said, you had supposed to be severe. Krishna is merciful. He just gave you a little token. Now, that devotee is so wonderful. Whether he believed or not, I don't know. But what he said, only I take it. Decades later, he went to Uja, an astrologer in Delhi. Uja, I'm sure some of you have heard that. So he said, oh, you're still alive, you're supposed to be dead. And then he traced it. What do you mean dead? When? Exact date that he got his finger cut, and Prabhupada was 100% correct. And that devotee started crying. And he was like so thankful to Prabhupada. Even though Prabhupada didn't tell the whole story, but he gave the essence of that story, that you're supposed to be dead, severely dead. So this is means we should always focus that Krishna minimizing what we're supposed to suffer, lot. Actually, whatever is going through, it's all great. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you, Krishna. Even though I may not like everything in my own experience, but I should appreciate. Krishna is never, ever forget to uplift us. Suridam sarvabhutanam. And the last is inner strength to face suffering. Through bhakti, machitta sarvadurgani mat prasadat tarishyasi atacheta hankarat na susyasi vinakshasi. 1858, Prabhupada's purport, and few times Prabhupada also quote that verse, that how Krishna will definitely elevate you if you follow his instruction. And more we follow his instruction, we are developing inner strength. It is necessary. Krishna is not going to remind you to think of him. You have to endeavor, then Krishna will help you. If you don't want to think, because other day I mentioned about who is responsible for Ajamil's fall down. You can go on, because we did research for whole day, one day. It was him alone responsible. Whatever passing through in our life, two things, our feeling and thought, we don't have any control. Jnana-vijnana trittatma kutastha vijitendriya. Jukta iti uchyate yogi. We have to be, Prabhupada said we are bhakti yogi in that lecture. Said bhakti yogi. So we are yogi means we have to constantly try to connect, whatever we do. If we fail, Krishna will help as long as we are trying. But if we don't try, so if I want to think nonsense and then I go down, why didn't Krishna protect me? Well, I contemplated to think of nonsense. Krishna says you cannot do thinking of me and nonsense. So I do one thing called apahanam. Anybody ever heard that word? 1515?
Say it again.
Apahanam. 1515 Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridishan nivisto matta from me smriti gena
apohanam.
Three potency constantly Krishna is giving us. But what are you getting? You have to be careful. So we are not responsible for what thought and feeling comes, but we are responsible for their dominance. So it is ultimately we are responsible for our problem. But Krishna is ready to help if we are looking for help. So I'll end with this. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, Prabhu, very quick. I have another class at
so night. At the beginning of your class, you were talking about the modes. And it seems like the three, like I think Lord Krishna mentioned that the three modes are fighting for supremacy. In other words, goodness, passion, and ignorance, and the three are fighting for supremacy. But how is that?
They are fighting for supremacy, but they cannot dominate. Maya can never touch you if you don't allow. Modes can never actually enter in our consciousness to motive. We allow. Oh, let me see what it is. That's it. It got in and took over. Negativity will control us if we allow negativity to enter in our mind. Otherwise, negativity will never come. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Panchagal putarumishya ki prahati.